welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you on this Monday, December, I think it's the 14th. I don't have my calendar out, and I'm over here quoting you the date. Well, we'll just say it's December on a Monday in the middle of the month, so it has to be like the 14th or something. Either way, hey, it's the 14th. I found it. Well, praise God. I thank you for tuning in. I just wanted to catch up with you. I could have left another repeat on, but you know what? I miss when I'm not doing this show, when I don't do it live. We have so many archives that I know I can always play a show, and it's always good sometimes to play a show that was popular and we had a lot of hits on. And we get a lot of hits in our archives. We're messing with some stuff, trying to get some other things rolling at the station, so we're pretty busy on an ongoing basis. To be very honest, we have a lot of things that we're doing in our ministry besides just the radio station. We have the publishing arm of it, the counseling arm of it, so it's pretty busy. But you know what, my friends, today's show, it's worth it. Write that down. It's worth it. It is worth the sweat equity to get your ministry off the ground. It is worth it. I want you to understand, when I talk to you, I'm talking to you out of experience, and a lot of times out of love. Most of the time out of love, but just out of experience. I want you to be encouraged that a lot of people out there that are listening are going to be touched, but I want you to be encouraged that you're going to be able to do something. Before we go on, I got a Facebook update that came in on Friday afternoon. I was busy from Friday all the way till yesterday, and I barely was able to look at my phone and find the Facebook access on there. I have a BlackBerry Pearl, so I get most of my Facebook stuff right there, but for some reason this took a delay. My friend, Kim, her sister passed away this last weekend, and I want to just open up with, first of all, that one, tell Kim that we're supporting her, and she's in Dallas or Fort Worth, up in the Dallas Fort Worth area, in Garland, Texas, I believe, and that's between Dallas and Fort Worth. And I just want to encourage her, for those that are listening that know her, that we're just all touched right down for her. It's not easy when you lose a sibling. It's not easy when you lose a family member. It's never easy. I can only say that I had to bury my cousin less than two months ago, and it was sad. It was a sad time in our family. Actually, 3 months ago, it was on my birthday that we buried my cousin, and I will always remember that when my birthday comes around. And it's never easy. Never easy. My friends, value the time that you have right now. Value the time that you have right now. It is not good enough for us to just think about what we want to do in life. Amen? Now, I don't know all the stories or all the situation that goes along with my friend's sister. And she was my friend as well. She was my friend. These are friends from high school. You know how Facebook works. You go over there and you find some friends from your past life or your past experiences. And this happened to be a friend back in high school. I was probably in the sixth or seventh grade when I met these people. And they're a good people. I remember them when I was looking at the picture. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to try and get over here to Facebook and see if I can pull up her name. I believe it was Renee, and I remember them from growing up and going to Sweetwater Christian School. It was a tight group that we had. Even the years from when we were kids, we still keep up with one another. I don't know of any other elementary and junior high and high school that it reaches all the way deep down into the actual people that you grew up with, and that you can still feel like you know them so well and so loved. I tell you, God has a special anointing at certain places in life, and you have to recognize that anointing and keep up with those people, keep up with those friends. And you know, Facebook's a cool little thing, cool way that you don't have to go looking for people, but if you do, if you want, you can. And people usually find me. I think when I first started on Facebook, I actually went out there and, you know, you get that 2-3 week thing going, and you're constantly looking for people and saying hi, and people constantly saying hi back. But there comes a time when that you kind of just let it grow by itself. And I think I have almost 100 friends or so, and I haven't even done anything as far as trying to find anything. But yeah, my friend, she passed away, and it's sad. It's sad, and I really believe that God has something special for my friend Kim, that she's going to give her strength. So let's pray for her right now. Father, we just pray right now for Kim and for her sister. Father, we know that her sister is with you, God, and that's not even a problem, Lord. We know that she's not suffering. She's fine. She's alive with you, Lord. And we're going to believe that you're going to bless. If you're going to bless her and bless Kim's home and bless Kim's family. I really believe that we all say it all the time, God. We all say that things happen for a reason, and life just ends so quickly. We're going to cover, I believe, a little bit of this in our stories today, but it's just sad when someone with a family just passes so quickly, and you don't expect it. You don't expect it, but you do understand that you have your hands in their lives, Father. Even as I pray right now, Lord, I'm lost for words to comfort them. Maybe because you don't expect it, God. You don't expect. And I pray, God, that you just help her in Jesus' name. That we pray. Amen. And amen. Well, let me give you my address. It is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Her name was Renee. And we just want to thank God for her life and for her family, her children. And thank God that Kim will help. And just wherever's going on in her life, Lord, that we're just going to believe good things happen for Kim in the viewing tonight. So anyway, that is that. And it's always a subject there that we have to stop and talk about things like that. It's very sensitive. And I hope that everyone understands that life is short sometimes for some. And things happen like that. And we just need to be grateful for the time we have. Do everything you got to do today, my friends. Do everything you got to do today. I trust God has good things for you. I trust God has strong things for you. And it's amazing. Hey, I'm going to be a guest on Watchmen and the Warrior. I think that's on Thursday nights, or maybe on Saturday nights. I think that I'm going to be a guest on Thursday night, the New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. So we're going to catch it's going to be on RevMediaNetwork.com, or you can go to Warren USA Radio, and you will be able to see that link as well. But listen here on Midwatch, and you'll be able to participate with our blog talk and all that he has, or you can go listen to it on Blog Talk Radio, and I think you can actually interact with phone calls and stuff if he takes it. So that's going to be on New Year's Eve. He asked if I'd be a guest, and I'm like, sure. Now, I'm not all that great in the political debate stuff or on rights and stuff, Christian rights as far as that, but he is really gifted in that. So I think we're going to have a great show. I think we're going to have a great show when we actually jump in on that. But what I want to tell you today is that our concert on Friday with the Sons of Thunder. I was actually the MC. I was not expecting that. Was not expecting that at all. And I was asked to be the MC at the last and I know that we had a good time, and they had me work the crowds and had me talk to them and everything and run it and do everything I had to do. And get the crowd excited for them and introduce the guys. And we had good. We had about 70 to 80 kids there, and not including adults. And so with the adults and stuff, we had close to 110 probably out there. And that is a blessing. That is a blessing. Now, we did an outreach there. And now this Thursday coming up, they're going to have their very own youth group meeting. And from then on, Sons of Thunder will be youth pastors for our church. So God is moving in a great way. We're seeing people touched. Amen. We're seeing lives change. And we're going to see some good things happen to the people that are listening and coming to the show and stuff. Another good thing is that we've been contacted. I'm just giving you this report. Everything that's happened over the last few days is just amazing how God is doing things. And one thing is that we are actually looking to help out a ministry in England. Yes, you heard me correctly. Peter Gammon's ministry has contacted him, and I don't know if you know about Peter Gammon, but Dr. Peter Gammon has a huge crusade outreach type ministry, and they're over there in England. That's where his base is, but I think in Darmy, England, and they have lots of places that they do crusades, from Australia to Belgium, Berlin, everywhere, Germany, everything in Europe, and some African nations as well. So it's going to be cool. They're going to partner with us on some things, and hopefully one day, this is just talking wise so far, we're going to start airing some of his messages and stuff, and eventually with that, we're going to get some people really excited. These are thousands of people that are going to be able to listen to our show from his ministries and from everything that he's doing. So we're going to see some good things happen there as well. So just want to give you that update. And my friend is going to Peru, and we're going to open up a channel in Peru. So a lot of things happening here. A lot of things happening here. So I want you to know that we are on top of things. We're trying to get things rolling, trying to get things moving. Let me give you my email address. It's therev@prodigy.net. therev@prodigy.net. And my email that you would probably email me for actual emails, that's therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. So I hope you're listening. Hope you're getting that. We will hopefully see some good things happen with us doing everything that we're doing. But today we're talking about sweat equity again. We're talking about trying to make yourself available for the work of God. And one thing that we had a preacher come by this past Sunday. I was actually off this Sunday. I didn't have to preach. And one thing he talked about, which I want to go over, is that you just got to do your part. And we've covered that many times before. We've said that many times, and many, many reasons, many ways have we said that. And that was what we have to do is just do what we have to do. Open your Bibles with me, if you would, to Numbers 13. And I'll grab my Bible as well. Now, on Mondays here, we tend to cover on relationships. We're going to get to that in just a sec. But this was a good little starting point for us, and I want to make sure that you're able to hear this. And I tell you what, those guys really did good on Friday night. Good message, good music for the young people and for the adults, and they got all these pizzas and stuff. It was amazing. It was amazing. I'm going to try and get them back on the station. They're busy as well, and we're trying to get them on the station so they can be blessed, so they can be a blessing to all of us. So I want you to read this with me, and in a minute we will do that. I'm just marking it in my Bible, and just want to encourage you that this next week coming up on, well, tomorrow at 7 o'clock is going to be Midwatch with the Rev. We're trying something new, mainly because our cameraman that usually lends us the cameras to use and actually helps with the camera photography, he's actually out of town. Our cameraman's in India right now. He's a great friend of mine. His name's Timothy. And he actually does some great work on videoing. And I usually run most of the cameras myself and can record. But without the cameras, it makes it very ineffective to do that. And rather than shoot with one camera, because he did leave one camera that we can use, but we like using two cameras because of the angle that we get. And it makes it a little bit more fun. I think just one-shot camera kind of leaves it kind of boring. That's my opinion as a cinematographer. and director, if you want to call me that. So I really think that we're going to try something different this week. We got some webcams and some software that's with these webcams that we can interact. I like that. It's going to be more of a lesson than just a regular MidWatch show that we have and we're just talking. You're going to be able to put a PowerPoint presentation on there. We can put pictures on there. And it comes up right there on the screen. So I'm learning all this stuff. And we may move to that format. We never know. All I can say is you got to do what you can for the Lord. You got to do what you can before the Lord. Now, we all know the story. We're just going to cover this real quick. And then we're going to jump into a review in my book on relationships. We're going to pick a chapter and just go from there. Numbers 13. We all know the story that Moses sent spies out to Canaan. And said unto them to go up and southward and go upward in the mountains. So we're going to read a few chapters from here. And we'll read verse 20. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, this is what he gave instructions to them. And they came into a brook of Eshol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they bare it between two upon a staff. Now, how big of grapes you think those are? Grapes the size of grapefruit. And they brought out of the pomegranates and out of the figs. And the place was called the Brook of Eshol. Or the valley. Or the cluster. Because of the clusters of the grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. Now, these guys brought back some fruit to show everybody on there. And this is the interesting point that the pastor made that was preaching. That God wants you to go and that there's a reward. That there would be more than you could actually have room for. Now, I know I don't talk about tithing much and I don't talk about offerings much. But I tell you, my friends, I can tell you, I am more blessed when I give my offerings and tithes as I'm supposed to give, than trying to make my bills with what I don't have, what I have, and knowing that, hey, if I give to God, then it'll actually at least go to the kingdom, and God will bless me. In other words, many of us give out of need. And not out of surplus. And this was a surplus here that God was showing the children of Israel. That in the land that he promised them was going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome fruit. And this fruit was so big, just symbolically, that they bear between two upon a staff. So two men carried a staff and put the cluster of grapes. It must have been some big grapes. Just a cluster. And when they came back, they shared to the people. If we keep going. And the people tried to steal the people for Moses and said, let us go at one time and possess it, for we are well above to overcome it. But everyone else were so afraid. And they went to Moses and Aaron, to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came up unto the land, and thou sent us, and surely it was floweth with milk and honey, and there is fruit. This is the fruit of it. In other words, it's surely what God told us. It has everything that we want and more. It has anything and everything that we ever wanted in abundance. And look at the size of this fruit that God has over there. We have small grapes, they have gigantic grapes. And with those gigantic grapes, it is so big that it fills more than my bowl that I have to put them in. So if my bowl overfloweth with what God has. Now that's something that I'm trying to show you here. That's something that I want you to see. And I want you to understand. I do know that God has big, great things for you. Now the preacher went on to talk about a lot of different things that happened in his life. And I thought those were interesting because every example he gave, he said, the only thing I can do is rely on God. And my friends, despite all my experiences, despite all my talents, and I'm talking for you as well, despite what we all have in life, despite what we all have, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how talented or how far out there, how much connections. I hear preachers talk about connections all the time. It doesn't matter. What does matter is that after all of that, you have only one thing that you can say is you have to let God do it. You have to let God do it. You have to allow God to make it happen. There's a lot of sweat equity in building a ministry. There's a lot of sweat equity in waiting for deliverance of a loved one. There's a lot of sweat equity. Oh, come on now, we could talk about that. How many family members have you prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for, yet you haven't seen them delivered yet and you're just getting tired? How many of them? How many of y'all have prayed, and that's a Texas in me there. How many of y'all have prayed and prayed for someone to get saved and you haven't seen them get saved yet? Well, let's keep going in our story. Now, if you look at that, they went over there and if you look at this, it says, they were all excited. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. Now, let's read this one more time. And they told them and said, we came into the land where thou sent us, and surely it was flowing. It flowed with milk and honey, and that there is fruit of it. How many know if God told you that there were riches for you, and if God told you that there were finances, or God told you there was deliverance or healing, that it is surely there? I want you to write that down if you can. That it is surely there. That it is surely attainable. That if he promised it, it's there. That there's no second thought about it, that even as you are waiting for it, that it's already there. But get this, in verse 28, it said, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, which were giants, and the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Now, okay, I'm going to tell you this, and this is what the pastor mentioned. And he mentioned that as they were talking about this and talking about the blessings, that each one of them started to worry. And when they were hearing, now I'm going to tell you this. If God told you that you have blessings and finances, deliverance, salvation, and you get all excited about that and you're clapping your hands, but then over here, the people are saying at the same time, but listen, that is all there, but there is an obstacle. There is a course that must be, there is a course that is going to have to be taken. There is a course that you're going to go through. There is a trial or two. There is a wall. There are giants. Your enemies are on your left and on your right and above you and beneath you, and they surround you. Now, even though you hear that there are blessings over there, are you going to be so excited about life, so excited about what's going on today, that you're going to drop it? And you're going to say, I'm going to go no matter what, because I've seen the size of the reward. That the bows that I have cannot put those grapes in there, that these grapes overflow. The grapes I have, I can put 2 to 3 clusters in a bow, but I can't even put 1 cluster in a bow. Now, I'm telling you this, my friends. It hit me on something. It hit me. You have to know that God promised it. Yes. God promised you. Yes. He did. He promised you good things. He promised you health, healing, blessings, all those things. But what is all this stuff that we're hearing about how big the enemy is? What is all this stuff that we're hearing that tells us how bad the adversary is out there? Because he is. We covered that in Luke 13. For chapters 1 through 13. Verse 1 through 13. Talk about there's things out there that want to come after you. That the world is not your friend. That the curse is running rampant upon the earth. We talked about that last week. On Tuesday, actually. So what I'm saying is this, my friends. What I'm saying is this. Doubt, fear. Not only will you doubt God, but you will doubt your ability to stay in it for God. You're going to doubt your ability. You're going to doubt your ability. If I was to tell you, you were going to have a ministry, that you were going to touch millions with it, and that there are finances for you, that we're going to bless your kingdom and the work that you have to do, that God has. But I said every day was going to be a hard day until those things came in. Every day was going to be a tough day until that blessing happens. Would you be able to get up and walk it? Would you be able to get up and do what you got to do every single day? Would you? Would you be able to stand and look and say, hey, there's giants in this land, my friends. Your enemies are around you. But if you listen and obey and trust that God will show up, because you did, you showed up. You see, one thing that the pastor preached about yesterday, one thing that he talked about, was that we got to take God for his word. That no matter what, we have to take God for his word. We have to say, God, I know that your word is there. Please honor it. That I am going to stand on your word. Now, he mentioned something about he had a horse. That he had a horse that he wanted to buy, and for years that he tried to save some money to buy this horse. And I thought this story was interesting. I thought it was really, really interesting. Because he didn't have a barn. He's been saving for years to buy a horse. He didn't know how much he needed, so he saved $1,500. And he didn't know that what the exact cost. He didn't know. Excuse me. But he started to put money aside and try to put some things around and put this together. He didn't know how he was going to get his horse, but he figured he kept doing God's work and he kept saving money, that God would eventually bless him with a horse or provide the funds to get one. So he decided to go ahead and just keep putting away. So he got about $1,500. And one day he got a phone call from a lady that he'd met, and she raised horses. And she did not tell right away what horse she was giving, but she said that she wanted him to meet over here at her barn, that she was going to give him a horse, and he was all excited about it and stuff. And he said, sure, I'll meet you over there. And drove over there with his wife in the little horse trailer thing, and he went over there and she brought out this beautiful horse, and she goes, you remember this horse? He goes, oh yeah, that's the one that you showed me that I can that did all the tricks, and it kind of won events and stuff and did everything that it had to do, and it made its way through different types of competitions, and it won it. It can run sideways, it can bow, it can do all the kind of stuff in the European standard, the British standard, all this other stuff. And I don't know. He just was like, wow, this is an amazing horse. And it was a huge horse. And he looked at it and he goes, you know, I kept having a dream. And the reason I called you was this dream kept telling me to give you that horse. And to keep telling me to give you this horse. And I just kept having this dream. And I went to bed. I thought it was a nightmare. And I woke up and I went back to bed again and I had the same dream. So this preacher just decided that this lady decided to call this preacher. And she goes, I remember me from when I met you at an event. And she goes, yeah, yes, I remember you. You told me congratulations on my winning with this horse in the competition. Yeah. And he kept looking around saying, oh, I want to be able to make sure that you have... just kind of looking around saying, I want to make sure, kind of wondering what kind of horse you're going to give me. Maybe a small horse, maybe a colt. Who knows? Well, she came around the corner, and after she showed them the horse, she took the horse for another one more time ride, you know. And she came back, and she gave him that horse. And he looked at her, and he goes, what's going on? And he said, God told me to give you this horse. And here's the story. This is where I want to admit. This is where he made this so clear to me. He said, I appreciate it, but I don't want to take this horse from you. And he goes, well, he goes, the guy's like, the man that was standing there was her husband, had a little grin on his face and just said, you know, 2 weeks ago I had an offer to sell this horse for $30,000. And she said, no way, no, absolutely not. This is the preacher's horse. I can't sell it. He said, so you're taking this horse, sir? Because she's made up her mind. It belongs to you. And he's like, great, I'll do it. He goes, I'll take it. And he put the horse in the thing and he started to drive off, and then it dawned on him. Right when he was driving out of the stable area, the ranch area where the fences are, it just dawned on him that I don't have a place to put this. Now, I hope you're getting it. I hope you're getting it. Scripture says that we will be blessed, and our blessings will overtake us, and we would have not enough room for it. In other words, he will bless you beyond you, your capacity to hold your blessings. He said, I have to build a barn. I have to build this. I have to do that. I have to add to my small little ranch area. And she goes, well, how long you need? She goes, about 3 weeks. And she goes, okay, well, I'll hold the horse here and take care of her. And then you come pick it up when you're ready. And he's like, okay. But my friends, if God is going to bless you beyond your capacity, I tell you, my friends, it's amazing. You're going to end up growing more or expanding. Your business will have to add to it. You'll get more than room than you can receive. You'll need more room so you can receive more from God. Now, that's a great thing. That right there brought the entire scripture that I've always read when I was a kid, that I was always read when I was growing up. And that brought the scripture to revelation to me. It brought the scripture to revelation to me. That he did not have room for this huge blessing that he had to go make room for this blessing. That's how we get blessed from God. Amen. And you know, his house is paid, his debts were paid, and he just living in prosperity and living in God's goodness, the goodness of God, just like my pastor preaches. But one thing that was talked about in the Ecclesiastics, it says dreams come in a multitude of business. A multitude of business. And that's what I was talking to you about, sweat equity. Do what you got to do now. And that was a Reverend Dr. Gerald Davis here in, I believe he's in New Caney. And that's Gerald Davis Ministries. If you want to get a hold of him, his email is gerald@geralddavis.org. gerald@geralddavis.org, or visit him at geralddavis.com. www.geralddavis.com. And I want to tell you that dreams come in a multitude of businesses. That's what Solomon said. And he was a very wise man. And very wise man. And I think that we have to respect that. He knows what it is. He knows what it is to make a fortune. Solomon would be that one. And I want you to understand as well that we have to be busy doing something for God, doing something. You have to make yourself available and do some sweat equity and make some things happen. You cannot. You cannot expect just for things to be delivered and not things, not for you to go through a trial or go through anything. Now, we all know the story that Israelites did not go to Canaan, but roamed it because they were not willing. Now, I want you to write this down. They were not willing to stand on God's word. They were not willing to fight the fight. They are not willing to stand there on what God has put in front of them. They weren't. The blessing is great, but the challenge to get to that blessing or to give God the faith that you need to get there is going to be tough. It's going to be tough. So, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be excited, because I tell you what, God can do great, great things. How many of us want to give out of our surplus and not just out of what we need? When abundance comes in, we're a blessing in abundance. That we are a blessing in abundance. That no matter what, we make it happen, because God has given us great, great things. I'm going to play a commercial for you. I'll be right back in just a few minutes. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Midwatch. We'll be right back. Just a second, as I'm trying to find a commercial for you. Here we go. And just a second, because I don't see. There it is.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace. And so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutofGrace.com, you can go there and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutofGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutofGrace.com and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card, and if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships. I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple. If you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show, you don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Welcome back to our show. And I got to update those commercials. They are just not that... They're getting older. Those are made a few months ago. And I have a couple of things I got to get done today. And then we're going to be able to go over there. And we're doing the mid-watch a different way. So it's going to be kind of crazy trying to get this stuff done all in a day. But we'll get it done. I always meet my deadlines. And I want you to be able to understand that every time I put a show together, I try and give you something good. I know I can just jabber and jabber about anything. And that's part of the gift of being a talk show host, is that you can do that. But today's been kind of crazy. So I'm just grateful that I can take a few minutes every day, less than 45 minutes to an hour, to get things done. And I want to tell you that I pray for a lot of friends of mine. They've been going through a lot and stuff. First, of course, my friend Kim. And I want to pray for my friend David Smith's wife, Paula. She hasn't been feeling well. She's been back and forth from the hospital. She has a liver complication right now. So we're going to pray for her. Eyes were actually even turning yellow a little bit and a little bit greenish on some parts. So I want to pray for her, and we want to pray for Kim again, right? And we want to keep those people in prayer. So I pray that you're able to look at that and to pray for them and everything like that, and trust that God is going to touch them and minister to them. That's why we have a big God. Amen. There's nothing too big, nothing too impossible that he can do. Absolutely not. There is always a great thing happening and people's lives. And I know that you hear a lot of people testifying about it, a lot of people talking about it at church. Well, today's going to be your day. Amen. Today will be your day. And see how God does great things for you too. Don't ever feel that you're not getting blessed from God because you don't hear anything or have anything right now. I shared this before about Christmas. Don't let it ever, ever make you disappointed or sad that you can't give a person a gift. Trust that it's a man-made holiday, and it's become very commercialized. Very commercialized. And I just think that it gets overboard. I mean, as I'm going and getting gifts for my kids, I'm trying not to go overboard, because we tend to. We tend to put ourselves in debt. We tend to make ourselves financially burdened. And it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that at all. It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that at all. I think that a lot of us tend to. Put what we don't have into perspective of where we are in God, and that should never be the situation. That should never be the situation at all. We should try and just trust. Amen? Try and trust. My address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Our email address, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. And I'm trying to find my sound effect. That's the one. Well, it's about that time, my friends. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I know it's kind of offbeat, but it's fine. It's fine. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. Again, write me, Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172. Stay tuned this week. We're going to have guests, David Hope. And we're going to have Daniel Vasquez here in the studio with us as well. And we're going to try and have Mike Salazar give us a call in from where he's at. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you.